Peters reporting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's war cabinet in Israel is being dissolved.
Netanyahu formed the war cabinet shortly after the war erupted last October. He brought in his defense minister, Yoav Gallant, but also his main political rival, Benny Gantz. Gantz is a respected former military chief and ex-defense minister. By bringing him on board, this sent an important message of unity to the Israeli public. But the two men had not been getting along in recent months, and last week, Gantz announced his resignation. He said he was unhappy with the way that Netanyahu was managing the war. That set the stage for Netanyahu to disband the war cabinet altogether. This doesn't bring his government down, but it transfers most decision-making, or important decision-making, back to his security cabinet.
Correspondent Joe Fetterman reporting. A dangerous heat wave is building across the Midwest and East Coast and is expected to last throughout the week. Emmanuel Ramos, a cook in a Chicago food truck, says he does what he can to beat the heat in the truck.
I just try drinking the most cold water that I can. When I need air, I just step up for a second and try to relax.
Some of the heat index values will hit around 101. While much of the U.S. swelters, late season snow was forecast for the northern Rockies. A federal judge has temporarily blocked an Iowa law that allows law enforcement in the state to file criminal charges against people with outstanding deportation orders or who previously have been denied entrance to the United States. U.S. District Judge Stephen Locher issued a preliminary injunction because he said the U.S. Department of Justice and civil rights groups who filed suit against the state were likely to succeed in their argument that federal immigration law preempted a law approved this spring by Iowa lawmakers. This is SRN News. Abortion is a religious issue.
The Pew Research Center has the proof in black and white. Their latest poll indicates that in countries that are more religious, people are more pro-life. In nations where religion is less of a factor, people favor abortion. Pew says, quote, 99% of Nigerians say religion is important in their lives, and only 8% say abortion should be legal. On the opposite end of the spectrum, only 20% of Swedes see religion as important, and 95% support abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The California Senate approved a bill that would ban school districts from requiring teachers to notify parents if their child asks to go by a new pronoun at school. The legislation applies to any policies that require school staff to disclose a student's sexual orientation or so-called gender identity to anyone else, including their parents, without the child's permission. It now heads to the state assembly. This is SRN News. Police in Zimbabwe have arrested an opposition leader and dozens of young activists for holding a political meeting.
Party youth leaders were holding a meeting to mark the International Day of the African Child when, without warning, police stormed the property, tear-gassed and arrested the group, according to their lawyer agency Gumbo. The property owner, Jemison Timba, a senior figure in the CCC party who was not at the meeting, was arrested separately. While the police said the group did not seek clearance to hold the meeting, Mr. Gumbo told the BBC that this was an internal private meeting rather than a public gathering and as such did not require clearance. The group is expected to appear in court on Tuesday.
BBC correspondent Shinghai Nyoka reporting. A fleet of Russian warships, including a nuclear-powered submarine, has left Havana's port after a five-day visit to Cuba. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.